You out the lines, and I got to tell you, we are going to have one crazy call tonight. This is going to be good because we got Jeffrey Arntzen with us, and I got to tell you, this guy is like family to us. And Jeff, I got to, you know what? Somebody actually called that you were telling about the Greens, dude. So I got to talk to you about that too as well. So that's really good. And so you're cranking it up there in Wisconsin. You know what? Even the best microscopist in the world can tell a couple people about the Greens. You know you got something going on when that's happening. So everybody, Jeffrey Arntzen is the president of the International Microscopy Association. He's a certified nutritional microscopist. He's conducted nutritional microscopy demonstrations at every location you can imagine around the world. This guy delivers his amazing message on how to how the quality of your blood provides knowledge necessary to reach your optimum health. One of the biggest people in alkalizing who wrote the book that Jeffrey Arntzen is the number one microscopist in the world, the best he's ever known. I got to tell you, and I believe that myself, he has helped so many people. Just even at Asante, the lives that he's touched is just phenomenal. I mean, he's a gentleman that is just, I mean, full of love and knows exactly what he's doing. And any time I can give this guy a call, and we have, and he's helped so many people. And I got to tell you, you know, if anything this company gives you other than the success and wealth and prosperity that you're looking for, it gives you the physical wealth and prosperity you're looking for because of people like Jeffrey Arntzen, who will take time out of his busy day to help anybody with any situation. And I really thank you for that, Jeff, and you're part of my life forever. So I never want you to go away. And with that, I'm going to ask you to repeat every word exactly the way you said it last week, because they said that was the greatest. Can you do that?
Well, no.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, why, how, when, where? What do we take? How does it work? Let's give it to him. Give him the powerful message that Jeffrey Arntzen can actually deliver.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. You know, we were talking about alkalizing, and when I think about, you know, we keep using the term alkalizing, and you know that would in essence tell you to raise the pH on the alkaline scale. But what we're really doing is preventing all illness and disease. That's what alkalizing is, and it's living a good quality of life. That's what alkalizing is, and supporting your normal bodily function. That's what alkalizing is. And you know, we're addressing the number one cause, the primary cause of cancer, when we alkalize. And if anybody wants to look up Dr. Otto Warburg, just Google him. It's Warburg. He was given the Nobel Peace Prize in 1931, 80 years ago, for his cure for cancer. And what he said is to keep, in my own layman's terms, keep red blood cells alkalized and oxygenated. And because when you're alkalized, your red blood cells are oxygenated. So it's alkalizing is, again, I'm not a doctor, but from what I get out of this, it's preventing the number one, the primary cause of cancer. And if we can think of it in all of these different terms, instead of just this way alkalizing, you know, alkalizing kind of sums it all up, but alkalizing when it raises the pH of your internal bodily fluids, that helps support normal bodily function, and it brings you to alkaline balance. And whenever you talk to anyone, absolutely anyone, about health and about returning to balance, because a lot of people talk about, oh yeah, we got to get you back to balance. You insert alkaline before they say balance, because that's what healthy balance is alkaline balance. When your blood p pH is 7.365, and that's on the alkaline side. 7 is neutral. Those numbers above 7 are alkaline. Those numbers below 7 are acid. And when your blood pH varies from that 7.365 alkaline balance, when it drops, we talk about becoming acidic. And even if it's got a pH of 7.2 or 7.3, or even as low as 7.1 or 7, those just are more and more and more acidic. And the human organism, just to let you know, can function, can survive a pH. Well, I can tell you, my human organism survived a pH of 6.94. And the doctor called my wife and said, you might like to come and see Jeff. He's got about a half an hour to live. And before they, what they did was alkalize my blood and return me to an alkaline balance. And after 5 days in intensive care, I walked out, gave everybody a hug, thanked them, and really learned from the experience. I was ketoacidosis from and actually, I'll let you know, my daughter, who was almost 2 years old, she wasn't quite two, had the flu for the first time, and it was, she was afraid. She's a baby girl and just afraid of vomiting, and so I held her on my shoulder all day that Sunday, and when she would start to burp, I knew there was something coming. And so I'd run over to the bathroom with her, and I'd try to calm her down and get her through it. And she did. She got through it. But on Tuesday, 2 days later, I started getting, and this was 21 years ago, I started getting just totally exhausted. And that's how the flu was affecting me. And I went to work that Tuesday morning at, 6:45 in the morning, and I got home about 10 o'clock that night, and I was just exhausted, and I couldn't eat, and I was taking 5 insulin injections a day, and I knew I needed to eat supper, to take a supper shot, and then take my before-bed insulin shot before going to bed. But I was just so exhausted, I had to stop on the way home because I couldn't drive. And I rested up a little, and I finally made it home. And when I got home, I said, I'm just going to go to bed. And I slept. And my wife woke me up 24 hours later and said, now you've missed 6 shots. And you better eat something. You got to take your insulin. I mean, that was the protocol back then. Just, don't do anything for yourself. Just, keep taking your shots and keep eating, whatever it is that you... In fact, they even told me, the dietitian said, you can eat anything you want, just as long as you match it with the right amount of insulin. And if you know a diabetic, or if you're a diabetic out there, if you've ever heard that, throw that thought out the window. Because if you want to just chase after your health and never get control of it, just eat anything you want and just match it with insulin, and you'll be on a downward spiral, as I was. And I ended up going into ketoacidosis. My blood sugar went up to 1,104. That's 1104. And my blood pH, that should have been 7.365, went down to 6.94. And, like I said, the doctor said it was about a half an hour away from buying that farm in the sky. But what they did was they opened up my veins, and without getting too graphic, they pushed 16-ounce cans of sodium bicarbonate into my veins. And my veins burned because that sodium bicarbonate is alkaline. And my blood was acid, and they needed to, and they even told me, I remember them saying, this is going to hurt, And I said, is it going to help? And because I didn't know. And it did. And my forearms burned for the next 2 years. I couldn't touch them. But what they did was they made my blood pH go back to 7.365. And my blood sugar came down to 100, down from 1,104 down to 100. And I thought that was a pretty good day. And I ended up walking out of intensive care, which they thought was highly unusual. But that was alkalizing. They knew to alkalize me, but I was in a severely acidotic state. I was, you know, if I would have gone in earlier, or if I would have addressed it earlier, then they wouldn't have had to push 16 cans of sodium bicarbonate into my veins. Then maybe they could have just said, well, why don't you eat some more vegetables and drink some high pH water, and then that'll help you return to an alkaline balance. But I didn't know that. They didn't know that. They just waited for, you know, when I crashed and was burning at the bottom of the bridge that was out, then they were there to catch me and bring me in and save my life. But you don't have to do it that way. What Michael and what Asante have done is enable you to alkalize. And I mean prevent cancer, you know, keep oxygenated red blood cells, keep and help you to maintain an alkaline balance, and help you to prevent all illness and disease. And they have enabled you to drink your greens instead of sitting there all day eating vegetables. And, you know, and see how many, you know, challenge yourself to do this once. Just sit, you know, take the day off, pile up all kinds of vegetables, every gorgeous looking vegetable you can find, and then see how much of that you can eat in one day. It'll only help you. And I, you know, weigh it before you eat it. Because if you can, well, what I was doing when I started alkalizing was I was drinking the equivalent to about 60 pounds of alkalizing vegetables, grasses, and greens a day, and day after day after day. And if you can see how much you can do in one day, and it's kind of difficult. You got to go pick out the vegetables, you got to pick out the grasses, you have to, you know, chop them up, and you have to make them, you know, totally available to you. You got to do a lot of chewing, and to get them down into these bite, you know, these microscopic little pieces that can be absorbed into your blood. But Michael, you know, with the earth greens, you know, what I've said before, look on the list of on what the ingredients are in your alkalizing earth greens, either in the capsules or in the powder. Those are the greens. You know all of those greens. They're available in your produce section of your favorite food store. And you can go right on down the list. And that's what is available in these greens. Only these are certified organic. They're 100% chemical free. So make sure when you take your day and just only eat vegetables and drink high pH water that you're taking just certified organic and 100% chemical free vegetables, because that's what you can do with Asante's earth greens and the Supreme pH drops. It's really difficult to get that much oxygen in one glass of water, but when you drop, you know, every one drop into every 2 ounces of water, you're raising the pH of the water, which you know, up to 9.5 and maybe even 10, depending on where your water starts from. And if you don't think that's important, ask your local water source if it's the city water or if you have your own well or whatever. See what the water manufacturers, you know, the people that manage the water for you, the waterworks companies, are doing to the water that they're making available to you. First of all, it's most likely somewhat acidic, and they're going to alkalize that acidic water for one reason, not because it's healthier for you, because it's easier for them to keep clean, because the higher the pH of the water, the less bacteria will be able to get in the water. And you can't have bacteria in a high alkaline water. And that goes for your amazing human organism, too. You can't grow bacteria in an alkaline body when your internal fluids of your body are alkaline. And I know there's supposed to be good bacteria in your body. And you know what? If you keep alkaline, there's no need to be even concerned with, do I have the right amount of good bacteria? Because bacteria doesn't show up. It doesn't exist in an alkaline environment. And it's a much healthier environment when you're supporting your natural bodily functions. So go ask your waterworks company, what's the pH of the water? Or, you know, you can even just take a pH test strip and run it under the faucet and let that test strip dry and see what the pH of that water is. If it's acid water, and by that I mean if it has a pH below 7.0, then it is acid. And you probably will have to keep filtering the water more. You'll have to address the bacteria that's in the water. And if there's bacteria in the water, you're going to have to, fight off the parasites that are also going to accompany the bacteria in the water. And it's going to be a challenge. But if it's alkaline water coming out of your faucet, you're not going to have to fight that. And if it's high alkaline water going into your amazing human organism, then you're not going to have to fight the cleansing process of getting rid of this bacteria and the other great decomposers like yeast and fungus and mold. That's not going to be an issue. And if we talk about just those great decomposers, bacteria, yeast, fungus, and mold, those are what return our amazing human organism back to dust from where it came. It starts breaking organs down, it breaks tissue down, it causes dysfunction in our system and functions of our body, and it decomposes. They are the great decomposers. And if you have high alkaline water, and if you can feed your amazing human organism what it needs to function properly and to provide your body with the energy to overcome the stress of everyday lifestyle choices, then that is what alkalizing is all about too. And really, it's a struggle. You don't just have to keep away from disease and illness. You have to support your normal bodily function in a healthy environment and also keep toxins flowing out of your body. But if you reduce the flow of toxins into your body by this acid water or by eating burgers or drinking alcohol or smoking, all those things that are really acidic, and there's many more, then you have fewer toxins to get out of your body, and your body has to work hard to get rid of those toxins. So I take this be kind and gentle approach, and that's the Asante way. Alkalizing is a kind and gentle, healthy, work with your amazing human organism kind of a lifestyle. And if you would make some informed choices, and those people around you, your loved ones, your coworkers, your neighbors, the people you meet, if you exude this kindness and gentleness and this alkalizing lifestyle and diet, then people will notice that, and people will say, how do you do that? How do you support your body? How do you provide it with what it needs? How come you're doing so well and I'm not, they might even say. And you can talk to them about alkalizing because you know about alkalizing from these calls, from your own experience, you know. And integrative medicine is finding out more and more and more about alkalizing too. I gave a demonstration to the top doctor at Aurora. It was 3 or 4 years ago, and I, for the life of me, I cannot remember if it was 3 years ago or if it was 4 years ago. I guess I'm not supposed to remember. But at the time, he said, he looked at my live blood charts. When I did nutritional microscopy demonstration of his live, unchanged blood, and he said, this is all right out of medical school. And he said, and I said, oh, is it? Because I've never gone. I'm not a doctor. And he said, no, this is amazing stuff. And then I showed him the dry blood, which is a mycotoxic oxidative stress test blood. The dry blood tells me where on your body and when back in your life, back to birth, that certain dysfunctions or emotional challenges or trauma or tragedy have occurred those are things that your amazing human organism has to deal with on a daily basis. And on him, I showed him a scar. It was an upside-down V, and I said, doctor, this is either on your hands or your feet, because that's where it was indicated. And I said, and this is also a scar that you've had since you were between 11 and 14 years old, because I'm just reading it. There is, and I'm showing it, him and telling him how, you know, I'm educating him how you can do this through nutritional microscopy. And he stands up and points at my face and says, you can't do that. And I said, okay, just humor me. And I said, do you have a scar? And he points in his left hand by his little finger, and he says, yeah, this. And he told me the Latin phrase for the tendon work he had done on it. And I said, is the scar on the back of your hand, that part of the V, is that the longer, thicker side of the scar than what's in the palm of your hand? And he said, yeah. And I said, that's this right here. I showed him on the monitor. And I said, and do you remember when it was? And I think he knew right away, but about 2 minutes later he said, ah, I was 12. And I said, that's kind of between 11 and 14, isn't it? And he said, you can't do this. You cannot do this. And he said, I was 7 to 10 years ahead of where the largest healthcare provider in the state of Wisconsin was, and that they wouldn't know what to do with this. Well, 2 weeks ago, I've been corresponding with this doctor. He's gone natural, is a way I can say this. He was the top doctor at the largest healthcare provider in the state of Wisconsin. Now he's opened his own clinic. And I corresponded with him, and he says, in the years since I've met you, Jeffrey, I can't believe how much I've come around to your way of thinking. He totally buys into the alkaline blood concept. There is a meeting of our minds. You should come in and talk, and we can try to make this service available. And I was really wasn't amazed, but I was really given a pleasant surprise. That, because I knew this stuff, I can see it. I can see what alkalizing does in the quality of your blood. if anybody has an opportunity, and I know there was a lot of people from England on the call last week, and all the microscopists in England are there's some fabulous microscopists there, and they're breakthrough leaders in microscopy. And if you have an opportunity, call one and have them show you the quality of their blood. And there's not as many microscopists in the United States, but there's some really fabulous ones. Mary Beth is a fabulous microscopist. She shows the quality of the blood to everybody in southeastern California, Southern California rather, and she even goes up the coast and she travels around to do this because it is absolutely amazing, and it's so simple. It takes all the Latin phrases out of medicine. In fact, what I refer to when I show the quality of the blood as an example of what alkalizing can do, I say that nutritional microscopy is a non-medical health education, and it's all about you because you're supplying the single drop of blood that I'm using for this. And if everyone could see the quality of your blood before you start alkalizing and then during or after you started alkalizing, you'll see the real benefits to taking Asante Earth Greens, to putting a single drop of Supreme pH in every 2 ounces of water, and you'll see the positive impact on the quality of your blood. Because like I always like to say, the quality of your blood is a lifestyle choice you make every day of your life, and you are the consequence. So what does that mean? That means if your health isn't where you want it to be, like where mine was 8 years ago, I was over 250 pounds. I was taking 140 plus units of insulin a day. I was on 5 or 6 different hypertension medicines, and I still had high blood pressure. I was taking 5 or 6 Prevacids for acid reflux. My kidneys were failing. I was 2 years away from dialysis, and I had lost all the feeling in my legs to neuropathy. I had diabetic retinopathy of my eyes, and I was going blind. And other things were happening, too. I was way out of balance. But when I saw the quality of my blood, I understood I need to alkalize. And it meant for me to support my normal bodily functions so that my red blood cells weren't producing yeast, and which was one of the great decomposers. And it wasn't starting to break me down and shorten my life. So when I understood that and I started to alkalize and really support my normal bodily function, then I can say that I've prevented cancer. I've completely reversed the neuropathy in my legs. They were going to take them off, and I still have them. I'm looking at them right now, and I don't wear glasses, so I've corrected my eyesight. I haven't seen a kidney doctor in 6 years, or 7 years, and that's when they said they were going to, they were going to take out my kidneys or put me on dialysis 6 years ago. I was really, I'm probably, if I hadn't alkalized, I probably wouldn't have made it to be 50, and I'm 56 now. So this alkalizing has really helped to save my life. It's helped to save the life of my daughter, too. And I can tell you, from the 8,000 or 9,000 microscopy demonstrations I've performed, that it's real obvious to those 8,000 or 9,000 people that alkalizing is the way to go. And whether you accept it now or you accept it, in 3 or 4 years, like this top doctor did, that's, you know, that's your choice. This is information that you can't live healthy without. And you know what? Asante's Earth Greens and the Supreme pH Drops and this alkalizing protocol and lifestyle and diet is something that will help you to enable optimal health and wellness. And, you know, in the alkalizing world, there's a number of us that say, why stop at wellness? Why not go right to greatness? And I think when I show, it was earlier this month on the 3rd of August, I showed the blood to a number of doctors at Aurora, this largest healthcare provider in the state of Wisconsin. And one of the doctors who was the head of the cardiology and is really into preventative medicine says, those red blood cells look healthy to me, but you're saying they're not. And they were under oxygenated. They were kind of sticking together. And I said, those look a lot like what the pictures of red blood cells look like in the biology books and on the medical books, don't they? And he said, yeah. And I said, you know what? Those aren't healthy. You know, by the time they took the pictures, the blood was so worn out or devoid of the oxygen that they're supposed to be carrying throughout your body that they looked sickly and tired. And a healthy red blood cell looks like a basketball or a tennis ball. It's just like a perfect spheroid, and they're gently repelling all the other trillions of red blood cells. So when your lungs compress your heart and your heart valve twists and opens and blood comes out, those red blood cells that come out have a charge to them, and they repel the blood that is out there, and it helps circulation to be good. And 3 minutes later, that blood is coming back into your heart and then going out again. And that's what gives you your vibrational hum of life, is this, the blood flow through all your capillaries and your veins and arteries in your body. And if you are not alkalized, then the red blood cells lack that electrically negative charge. And when the blood comes out of your heart, it kind of sticks to the other blood. And then you have to kind of pressure up to push that blood through the 60,000 miles of blood vessels and capillaries in your body. And it's a lot, 60,000 miles. It's really hard to believe, but that's a few times around the earth. And it's all inside your body. And wouldn't you, your blood is your largest living flowing organ in your body. And, we need to take care of that. And what alkalizing does is helps you to take care of the quality of your blood, and the quality of your blood takes care of you. Now, that's a nice statement, but there's some truth to it, too. If you were to, eat burgers and the malt and shakes or fries or something, and which is a standard American diet meal, which is, totally acid, what happens is that your amazing red blood cells, those spheroids that are floating around, they sense that the quality of your blood pH is reduced because of the absorption of all this acid that you just threw down your mouth. So when that gets absorbed into the blood, your red blood cells give off the oxygen into the water of the blood that the blood serum that the red blood cells are in, because that's where it's acid, in an attempt to raise the pH. And if it releases all the oxygen from your red blood cells, then you feel fatigued and tired. And that's why people, after, a good old Thanksgiving meal, for instance, that's why they, fall asleep during the football game, because they don't have the oxygen and they don't have the energy, and that's the fatigue factor. And if that's not all, you know, the sick and tired and fatigued feeling, you know, your calcium, your blood will also take the calcium from your bones and your teeth in an attempt to try to raise the pH and to get over this acidic context that you, because of the meal that you ate. And, you know, because your bones and teeth are an excellent source of calcium. And that, what does that lead to? Weak bones or osteoporosis. And if that's not all, it'll take the potassium out of your heart. It'll take the other minerals like magnesium from your pancreas and from your brain, and in an attempt to return you to this alkaline balance because of the stressful standard American diet that you were on of these burgers and fries and malts and sodas and stuff. And what does all that lead to? It leads to a heart attack. How many times have you heard, where did that come from? You know, he was only 52 or whatever. Where did that come from? It came from a life of uninformed lifestyle choices and not helping to alkalize. It comes from not alkalizing. And, you know, and then somebody, you know, they market it like they fall and then break their hip and then they get osteoporosis. Well, actually, they get osteoporosis from eating this way and from living an acidic lifestyle. And if they take out enough calcium, it'll cause your bones to break, and then it'll cause you to fall. And so I think, you know, a lot of times the hips break before the fall rather than after. And it's, you know, where does that come from? It becomes from an acidic way of living and eating and thinking and not breathing deeply and not actively moving about in order to get those toxins out of your body. Because if you don't get the toxins out of your body, you got to deal with them. And everything gets a bit more acidic. And then that's when it takes the other minerals from your pancreas and even more minerals from your brain. And you become diabetic with symptoms of Alzheimer's. And we know those are all diseases, you know, heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, all these things are diseases, but they really are your amazing human organism trying to help you to return to an alkaline balance, even to go as far as, you know, making you have a heart attack. And so if you know that, then, and you know that you can do something about that, then why not, in a word, alkalize and support your normal bodily function and support good health in your body? Because your body needs energy to run. The alkalizing greens in the earth greens are exactly what your body needs to run efficiently, to stay clean, and to get the dirt out of your blood, you know, to detox that out. I can't tell you how many people who have decided to go on earth greens and use the Supreme pH water, when they come back and I show them the quality of their blood, and I just spend a few minutes with them in the follow-ups, and I show them, see all of these, what we call them fibrin spicules. It looks like there's a bunch of pickup sticks, tiddlywinks, in the blood. And I said, those are from detoxing. And they say, well, I haven't been detoxing. You mean, you know, doing like a foot detox or getting acupuncture or chiropractic adjustments or doing some hydrotherapy or some other kind of detox? I haven't been doing any of that. I said, are you taking your earth greens? And they say, yes. And I've been taking them religiously. And I said, switching to an alkalizing way of eating and supplementing will cause the toxins to get deeply seated toxins to get stirred up, and they'll run them right out of your body. And that's the detox. And that is a very, very healthy thing to do, because the less toxins you have in your body, either by choice or by through detox, is a very healthy thing to do. And there's one rule when you detox, and this goes for when you start up on Earth Greens also. The one rule is that you have to survive. Now, if you're so plugged up, toxic, with thick blood and just sick and tired of being alive, and you start to alkalize, you're going to stir up all those toxins, and they're going to go out through your urine, or you're going to flush toxins down the toilet. You're going to cough, sneeze, or breathe them out. You're going to sweat those toxins right out of your body through perspiration. And that's all wonderful. And then as you do that, you should continue to hydrate yourself, super hydrate yourself with high pH water. You know, so make sure and use the Supreme pH drops. And if you're going to be drinking the water, you might as well put the green powder in it, because that's just so healthy and nutritious and for your body. And you can supply your body with what it needs. And then you can actually get through the detox process and be on the way. And when you start doing that, there'll come a point, and it's probably at a different point for everybody, but your amazing human organism will start to crave this, all this goodness and all this health that you're supplying your body with. And because you are enabling your body to become nutritious and filled with oxygen and stronger, your body's going to want more of that. And that's when you get that feeling, take note of it. And remember that feeling, because the feeling that you felt before getting that feeling was a feeling lost. When I got that feeling, I felt like I was 19 again. And here I was, as 47. And I tell you, I said, I'm never going to forget this feeling of what alkalizing can help me to feel like. And I know it's my story, and I get to tell it, but start your own story. Write down how you're feeling tonight. If you haven't journaled, if you've got some, if your right knee kind of aches, you can't bend your elbow just like this, and you can't sit up from your chair real fast because you might get dizzy, you know, whatever it is, write it down. And then when you start to alkalize, you take note of those things that you used to feel, and you check those off. My right knee doesn't hurt anymore. You know, hey, that's great. You know what? I don't get dizzy anymore when I sit up fast from a chair. And, you know, you can just check off these things, because what your amazing human organism will do when you give it what it needs is it will return you to an alkaline balance. So that's what we talk about when we talk about alkalizing. And it's not just what you eat. You know, it's how you live. If you're in the fast lane and you know you're always passing and you don't take time for yourself and your family, then you know, that's an acidic way of living. And so make sure and count your blessings, because you've got plenty of blessings, and they need to be counted and appreciated. And it's also a way of breathing. You know, if you've always wanted to take up that yoga class, then go for it, because yoga teaches you how to breathe. And if not, just when you wake up in the morning, just take a couple of deep breaths through your nose and blow out all the carbon dioxide poison. And then at the end of the day, when your head's back on the pillow, take a couple more deep breaths, and it'll help you sleep, and because it'll oxygenate your red blood cells, and that supports your amazing human organism. And it's also, you know, actively moving about. You know, that's, I like to call it that instead of exercising. People can really overdo exercising. And, you know, you need to warm up before you run. You can't just all of a sudden stress out your body and say, oh, yeah, I can do anything. You know, warm it up and try to do 20 minutes a day or try to do 20 minutes every other day at first, and then work your way up to a regular routine. And if you're already doing 20 minutes a day, then, can you do an hour? Can you do a half an hour? You know, just do a little bit more, because you'll just feel so much better, and that's because that'll help to take the toxins out of your body, and that'll help to alkalize your amazing human organism. And when you eat, try to eat 3/4 of what you eat, try to eat alkalizing foods. A lot of good vegetables, good fats, good oils. Use sea salt instead of that table salt that'll kill you. Stay away from sugar. You know, sugar is so linked into cancer, and it's because sugar is an acid, and cancer is an acidic liquid that flows through your body. And where it builds up and where it accumulates, then that's where the cancer is. So stay away from acid, alkalize. Alkalizing is the opposite of acidifying. It's the opposite of cancer. It's the opposite of sick and tired. It's healthy, and it's good quality of life. And you're really worth it, you know? Because if you do it, then your kids are going to see you doing this, and your neighbors and your loved ones, and even the people at work are going to see you doing this, and they're going to take note, and they're going to want to know. And why not? You know, if you're as healthy as you can be, why not share it and let other people know? You know, this is all I've been doing, as I just take, a few of these capsules, and I take a green drink or three a day. And, you know, if you can do that, you can be as healthy as you can be. And it really is just that simple. You don't need to take calcium, or you don't need to take vitamin D, or you don't need to take iron, because when you alkalize and bring your body back to an alkalized balance, then all of those things even out, and they return. That's part of being an alkaline balance, is that when you eat alkaline, then your body is going to get to those alkalizing levels, and things are going to balance out. So when we talk about alkalizing, we talk about all of those things and probably so much more. But I want to get Michael back on the phone because I know there's usually some questions. And I don't know if Mary Beth was going to be able to make it. She had registration for her daughter. School season is starting up, and what a great time to start alkalizing. You know, start alkalizing with the new school year, and get your kids involved. Get everybody alkalizing. They'll all thank you. I know I can't stop thanking my wife, actually, for reading the pH Miracle and telling me we've got to alkalize. And when I first heard that alkalizing meant eating alkalarian for about 8 weeks, I said, I can't do that. And the advice she gave me, I'm going to pass it along to you. For anybody who thinks, I can't do that, you know, I'm sick and tired, I need to do something, but I can't do that, then just do it for one meal. Just take the earth greens, take a couple of capsules one day, and see if you can do that. And then if you would like, take them for another day. Just take it one day at a time. And that's what she told me. Just eat your next meal alkalarian. And I said, I can do that. I have all the power in the world to do that, because that gave me the green light to say that if I wanted to stop, I could stop. And, you know, and then I'll just eat my next meal alkalarian. But if I didn't want to eat it, you know, that was fine. But you know what? I didn't circle the calendar what was 8 weeks away of eating alkalarian for 8 weeks. And I often wondered why, because I thought, oh, you know, and I could see myself just counting down, you know, 7 more weeks, 6 more weeks, you know, 2 more weeks, 1 more week, 5 more days, 3 more days. And it wasn't like that at all. I didn't circle it on the calendar. And that 8 weeks, well, it turned into 8 years. And if I tell the truth, it's been 8 years and 2 or 3 months now. Yesterday, in fact, or no, the day before, the 22nd, it was 8 years and 2 months that I lost the anniversary of me losing 73 pounds. And I weighed myself 2 months ago on my 8th anniversary. I actually weighed 1 pound less than I did 8 years ago. And I'm just alkalizing. Just alkalizing. It's just as simple as that. It'll bring your body back to an alkaline balance. And hey, and life is good. It sure beats being sick and tired. Okay, so if we have any questions about what I said, I know it's not anywhere near exactly what I said last week, but let's see if there's, you know, Michael, if you want to open up the lines for any questions or...
Absolutely. If anybody has any questions, you know, if you're not muted out, hit star 6 to mute yourself out. If you want to unmute yourself, hit star 6, and just, state your name, where you're calling from, and ask away. And we're going to open up the lines. And the lines are open. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Anybody with questions? Anybody have a question? Or a comment? Okay, somebody's got to have a question out there.
You are now muted.
Okay.
Michael, you're muted. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. So this is Cindy, just a great job. I couldn't stop taking notes, and I was just thinking of the ramifications of getting this started early. I have an 8.5-year-old and adopted our daughter from Russia.
You are no longer muted.
How important this is, not just for us, but people of all ages. So thank you so much for the information. I'm going to start implementing it right away. So thank you very much.
Thank you for the comment, because, you know, you can't start early enough. And then, you know, when you talk about another very alkalizing drink is breast milk. And breastfeeding... a baby is a wonderful way to get them off to an alkalizing start. When kids are 8.5 years old, they could, you know, their bodies, their little bodies, as amazing and as resilient as they are, have already been fighting some major battles inside their bodies. And one that I think of is heavy metals. If your child has been given immunization shots, there's a good chance that they've also received the mercury or the heavy metals that have gone along with that immunization shot. And as a very young, resilient person, you should do everything possible to help them with what their bodies need to return to alkaline balance and support normal bodily function. So this alkalizing at age 8 and a half is a wonderful thing to do. And it's something that if you get them thinking about what their body needs, and then they can start making some good choices. You know, they can say, okay, there's some broccoli over here and some celery, or there's some potato chips. What is their body going to benefit from? And, of course, an informed choice would say the broccoli or the celery. And you can help to support them just by fixing a green drink or having them, if they're able to take the capsules, or just take a little half liter of greens in a drink and put some Supreme pH drops in it, because they're not going to know the difference with the Supreme pH drops, not in the taste, but it's going to support their normal bodily function so well. And then isn't that preventative? Taking care of your 8.5-year-old child and their health long before they get diagnosed with diabetes, with heart disease, with sinus problems or upper respiratory or pneumonia, all these things stay with you. And if you can prevent them from ever happening by supporting their little amazing bodies, then good for you. And I thank you very much again for the comment. Alkalize your children. That's great. Any other questions or comments?
You are now muted.
Yes. Michael, this is Bettina in Pennsylvania. I would like to ask Jeff if I was talking to a lady today that takes a lot of medication, and she said she doesn't dare to use any alkalizing or anything because of her medication.
Yeah.
The
point is, if you medicine does, medicine, first of all, the pills that you take or the injections that you take or the chemo or radiation, or in this case, it's probably the warfarin, which is like rat poison, those medicines are highly toxic, and they elicit a response. And you know what? And I get the feeling like this comment comes a lot from people who are taking blood thinners, which is a dilute form of rat poison. And it takes a really highly intelligent person to be able to say, this is just the right amount of rat poison to make you feel healthy, to make you feel healthy as opposed to killing you. And I would never say, stop taking medicine. You gotta go through your doctor for that. If you've got concerns about the medicines that you're taking, and I'll suggest this to anyone on medicine or anyone who knows somebody who's on medicine, ask them to ask their doctor, what would happen if for some reason I'm getting an overdose of this medicine? What are the signs? What are the indicators? Because in these recent demonstrations with a multiple number of doctors, I showed them acid crystals in the blood of medicine. And I said to me, and I said, and I'm not a doctor, this kind of appears like this is a what's referred to as a side effect of medicine, that it is so toxic that it can crystallize in your alkaline blood. And your blood will help you to crystallize acid flowing through your veins in an attempt to protect you or to preserve your life. And instead of just having that acid cause you to bleed right out. And the doctors all said, well, if that is from medicine, that medicine is totally useless right now because it's crystalline. It's like a rock. And medicine needs to adhere to the cells, and that's not happening here. And so when, first of all, have, you know, if it's you or if it's a friend of yours, have them talk to their doctor. Find out what will it feel like if I am getting too much medicine. Let's say my body starts to really heal itself. Let's say I'd like to eat more vegetables. That's a good thing, I've heard. And if they say, no, don't eat any more vegetables, then I've got to readjust your medicine. Then, you know, if somebody told me that, I'd say, well, readjust, because I'm going to eat more vegetables. I know vegetables don't have a side effect. Unless you, it's got a healthy side effect, if you want to call it that. It will have healthy results. But medicine doesn't. You know, you can list a whole number of things that they have to tell you. Oh, it could kill you. It could cause nausea. It could cause bleeding. It could, you know, and they don't even say, oh, yeah, it could crystallize in your blood and cause blood clots. So, first of all, because it's a medical procedure, the prescribing of medicine for a patient, you've got to go through your doctor. Now, and you do have a choice in this. You can say, like my father did when he was on the warfarin for as a blood thinner, or you know the form of rat poison. He says, "I want to eat." He and even told the doctor, "I'm going to consume the equivalent of 30 pounds of vegetables a day." And the doctor said, "No, you're not." And he said, "No, you must not have heard me. I said I'm going to consume the equivalent of 30 pounds of vegetables a day, and I want you to readjust the medicine." And he says, "Okay, well, if you think you can do that, come in next Tuesday. We'll take another blood test, but you have to do it every day, and that's going to be impossible, isn't it, to eat the equivalent of 30 pounds of vegetables a day?" No, and that was 3 years ago, and he's been doing it every day. And you know what happened? It took the doctors 3 tests to take him off of that blood thinner. And then it was with all kinds of warnings. Oh, you better not change how you're eating, because then if you do go off of this equivalent to 30 pounds of vegetables a day, then get right back in here, and because we're going to have to put you on this rat poison again. So there are things. This is what alkalizing will do. It will cause certain medicines to not be effective. And I think, and this is a real general blanket statement, it's because you're not going to need the medicine anymore. In my own case, I used to take 140 units of insulin a day, and I took 20 units today. And I've been taking 20 units for some time. Sometimes I take 15, or sometimes I even don't take insulin. But for the most part, I take about 20 units. And that's after 27 years of taking over 100 units a day. So it can make the need for medicine disappear. And that's what health does. You don't have to be beholden to drugs. But again, let me be real clear. Make sure and talk to your doctor. Tell your doctor, I'm going to be taking this certified organic vegetables and greens and that are 100% chemical free, that I believe to be the healthiest thing I can do for my body, and I'm going to support normal bodily functions. And if that causes me to need less of those toxins that you've got me prescribed to, then I'm going to be taking less of those toxins. Are we clear? So make sure and go through your prescribing doctor. And if they don't want to work with you on that, then get another doctor and find one that's integrative. Integrative medicine, the definition of integrative medicine is this. It's the least invasive, least toxic, and least costly of medical procedures. And it takes a whole body, holistic view in mind. Well, then alkalizing should be the top on their hit list for it being least invasive. You have to drink it, but you don't have to cut yourself. You don't have to poke yourself. It's least toxic. It's the opposite of toxic. It's alkalizing. And it's also the least expensive, because how Asante has it worked out, you can get paid for taking it. And, you know, just by showing other people. And so that's kind of the opposite of expensive. That's an income maker. And so that's really integrative medicine. And there's more and more and more doctors becoming more knowledgeable about integrative medicine. And those integrative medicine doctors should know about alkalizing. So put that to them. Okay, do we have any time? Any
perfect,
more time, Michael?
Perfect. No, no, no more time. We're going to, you know what we got to do? We got to make these guys, you know, save their questions for next week. Then we know they'll be here and they'll bring at least 3 to 4 to 5 different guests with them, and they can learn, because everybody, you know what? I'm driving home from the office right now, and I'm probably going to stop somewhere on Scottsdale Road, I'm driving home, and I'm looking at every single solitary car, and I think about this every time. Everybody in those vehicles should be alkalizing. Should be.
Yeah.
They probably don't even know what it is. And you know what? We have so much work ahead of us as a community to spread the good news. And not only that, every time I look at one of these cars, I can tell you right now, every person I see driving looks like they took a shower and brushed their teeth and looks like they've taken care of themselves. And that's another piece of the puzzle, is don't put chemicals on you, in you. It's a no-brainer. So, with that being said, you know what? We want to thank Jeff again tonight. I'm going to open up the line so everybody can say goodnight to Jeff. And, again, next week we're going to have Jeff with us. And it's just such an important part of our lives to hear Jeff every single week and learn about this and learn some more things. And he always says something new. He always learns something new and be able to ask him some questions. And if you want any help, guys, email me at michael@asanteworldwide.com. We can get some questions that way. Hey, please ask Jeff this. We can ask him next week. And, you know, we can also bring some more folks to this call, because the key is packing up this alkalizing community so everybody has the good news about this and being able to infuse themselves with this whole alkalizing environment and not having to worry about anything other than just happiness at that point in time. So with that, God bless everybody that's been on this call this evening. You're all very dear and important to us and the Asante family. I'm going to open up the lines, and let's give Jeff a big thank you and good night. Good night, everybody. Thank you for attending the call.
Good night, Jeff.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, thank you. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
I could listen to you 24/7.
Have a good one, everybody. Good night.
Night, Jeff.
Good night.